KD Country 94 weather.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 58. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 34. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 61. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 50.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The state of Kansas ends February of 2024 with total tax collections at $521.4 million. That is $33.1 million, or 6% below the estimate. Total tax collections are down 5.2% from February of 2023. Falling short of estimates for the fourth consecutive month reiterates that Kansas must pass a tax cut plan that is sustainable and fiscally responsible, said Governor Laura Kelly. That's why I've proposed a bipartisan tax cut package that would benefit all Kansans without jeopardizing our long-term economic growth or ability to continue fully funding essential services. Individual income tax collections were $173.6 million. That is $46.4 million, or 21% below the estimate and down 18% from February of 2023. Corporate income tax collections were $21.1 million. That's $5.1 million, or 31% above the estimate and up 37.5% from February of 2023. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $252.6 million, which is $10 million, or 4% below the estimate, and down $15.4 million, or almost 6% from February of 2023. That full story posted at our website, kdcountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 60 Independence in Beloit and their satellite location, Concordia Osborne Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment, or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Lenten meals will be served to the public at 5:30 with Lenten service to follow at 6:15 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Beloit. Dates for the meals are Wednesdays, including next Wednesday, tomorrow, March the 6th, and all the way through Wednesday, March the 20th. S&S Drug and Home Health in Beloit will be closed at noon tomorrow so that everybody can attend the state basketball games involving Beloit and St. John's Tipton. There'll be a community luncheon, dine-in, or curbside carry-out, meatballs, cheesy potatoes, green beans, cookie, and that'll be Thursday, March 7th, 11 to 12:30 at the Boost Ministries Blessing House, 120 North Campbell in Beloit. Free will donation to help others. There is a Beloit FFA Producers Night Out. Join us for a meal, followed by a presentation covering mental health and agriculture in rural areas. The speaker is Will Stutterheim, a mental health counselor, and that'll be Tuesday, March 19th at 6:30 at Beloit High School. You can RSVP by March the 8th, and to do that, you can call 785-620-7557. And there is a send-off for the Beloit boys basketball team at the high school tonight at 5:30. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Bridges looking for space, pocket pass to Meese. Bridges now at the basket and a two-handed stuff.
That was part of a career night for Jalen Bridges as Baylor picked up a win over Texas in Big 12 play on Monday night. We'll have more on that coming up in this sportscast. K-State and KU are back on the court tonight in men's hoops as well. We'll look at local sports, state basketball this week, and some NFL news from Monday. It's all coming up in this sportscast on Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Again, it is state tournament week in high school hoops. You can catch all the action with the Blue Trojans and St. John's Tipton Blue Jays on Katie Country 94 and katiecountry94.com Wednesday and Thursday. Class 3A, the Blue Trojans, the number one seed, facing number 8 seed Topeka Hayden. We'll have pregame at 1:40, tip-off at 2 o'clock from Hutch on Wednesday. 1A Division 2, St. John's Tipton, the 7th seed on the boys' side, facing 2 seed Axtell. Pregame at 5:40, tip-off at 6 o'clock Wednesday. And Thursday, the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays start their state run as they're the number 6 seed, facing number 3 seed Sharon Springs. Pregame at 7:40, tip-off at 8 o'clock from Great Bend. We'll preview the games more on our Wednesday sportscast and the sports ticket. For all of the state tournament brackets, visit ncksports.com. As heard at the beginning of the sportscast, there was one game in Big 12 men's hoops on Monday night. Number 11 Baylor picked up a 93-85 win over Texas in Waco, overcoming numerous 12-point deficits in the second half. Jalen Bridges dropped a career-high 32 in the win for the Bears. They're now 22-8 and 11-6 in the conference. Max Aismus had a game-high 33 for the Longhorns, but they fell to 19-11 and 8-9 with the loss. Tonight in the Big 12, round two of the Sunflower Showdown in Lawrence, K-State beat KU 75-70 in overtime in Manhattan exactly a month ago. Tonight, the 14th-ranked Jayhawks hosting the Wildcats on senior night. Kansas comes in at 21-8, 9-7 in the Big 12. K-State 17-12 and 7-9. KU coach Bill Self on facing a desperate Wildcats team in the rematch.
I think that they're desperate, maybe, but I think that we're desperate too. So they beat us the last time, and we've lost two in a row. So there's no reason why we shouldn't come out and play desperate as well.
With Kansas losing two straight, K-State coach Jerome Tang on catching the Jayhawks at this time.
Do you want to play them when they're hot? Do you want to play them after loss? Do you want to be like, there's always like, you really just never want to play them at that place, right? That's really what it boils down to. But at the end of the day, you're playing between a 94 by 50 and the rims are 10 feet high. And it's about the five guys that are on the floor at one time. And players got to go make plays. And so we're excited about this opportunity.
KU and K-State tip off at 8 o'clock tonight. Fans can catch the game on Z96.3 Through the Lake. Pregame at 7:30. Also in conference play tonight, Oklahoma State hosts Texas Tech and Oklahoma welcomes Cincinnati. Both games tip off at 7 o'clock. Finally in sports, there are a few notes from the NFL on Monday. As expected, the Kansas City Chiefs officially placed a non-exclusive franchise tag on cornerback Legarius Sneed. The non-exclusive designation allows Sneed the chance to talk with other teams and possibly work out a trade. With league approval, a new contract could be worked out as part of the trade prior to the start of the new league year, which is next Wednesday. If Sneed were to actually play on the tag, his salary would be $19.8 million guaranteed. Also Monday, Eagles center Jason Kelce gave a tearful goodbye as he announced his retirement from the NFL after 13 seasons. Kelce played his entire career in Philadelphia, being selected to 7 Pro Bowls, first-team All-Pro 6 times, including the past season. He also helped the Eagles to 6 playoff appearances, 2 Super Bowl trips, and 1 championship over the past 7 seasons. We wrap with a team in the AFC West making a costly move on Monday. After just 2 seasons, the Broncos are cutting bait with quarterback Russell Wilson. Broncos went 11-19 in Wilson's starts over the past 2 seasons and failed to make the playoffs. He was given a 5-year, $242.5 million deal upon arrival. With the early release, the Broncos will take an $85 million dead cap hit over the next 2 seasons. It's the highest known dead money hit for any team all time. Wilson will hit the free agent market, and Jarrett Stidham is now the only quarterback currently on the Broncos roster to have started a game in the NFL. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.